The benefits of being a real estate professional are you get to use all of the IRS tax code that goes along with that for real estate investors as well. So, Peter, you're in a unique position because just by virtue of being a real estate agent or broker or arguably mortgage brokers, if you're in the real estate business as your primary source of business, then you get to take all those same deductions and benefits as real estate investors do. So what does that mean for us? So whether that's active investment or passive investment, the big thing is that the new tax code allows for bonus depreciation. So depreciation in commercial real estate has been around for years. It just varies between what the bonus depreciation looks like, whether that's a 50% depreciation or 100% depreciation. So for example, if you buy a $10 million building and you do a cost segregation study, the IRS allows you to write that property, to depreciate that property over 39 years. So on year one, you can write off 1/39th of the cost of that building. Right, so $10 million building, you get to write off 1/39th of it. So you get to write off $256,000 in year one, right? So that means you can earn $256,000 in income that year and not pay any income tax.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing, right? That's just what the IRS allows for in depreciation. Now, it gets way better. In a cost segregation study, you can accelerate the depreciation on different contents, on different systems, on the roof life. So an engineer comes in, you pay X amount of dollars for a cost segregation study, and they allow you to depreciate. And the numbers vary based on the building, right? So if it's an industrial building, they probably have less things that you can depreciate faster. But on average, it's between 25 and 40% of the total cost of the building. So on a $10 million building, now I can write off, let's just call an average of 30%. And I go from $256,000 to $3 million in depreciation in year one. Now, if you're a real estate professional, you can write all of that off in year one. If you're not, then it's like 50% of that. But either way, right, you're talking about an additional millions of dollars in depreciation. So